531.
Bereaved parents now have access to more information to help them cope with the death of their child thanks to the Whetū Rangatira Stars That Adorn the Sky website. The initial launch of the website in 2019 focused on the loss of a baby. Whetū Rangatira is an online tool provided by Te Tari Tai Whenua Department of Internal Affairs, offering online support services and information for bereaved parents and those supporting them. We're joined now on Pacific Days by Joanne Maxwell, Senior Advisor in the Smart Start and Integrated Services at Te Tari Tai Whenua Department of Internal Affairs for more. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Joanne.
Talofa, Brian, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Now, Joanne, firstly, how many families, if we're looking at numbers, are impacted by the death of a child across New Zealand every year, approximately?
So, Brian, there's approximately 1,000 families in whānau that are impacted by the death of a child every year. And also there's miscarriages that affect one in every four women. So the Child, Youth and Mortality Review Committee statistics show in Aotearoa during the five-year period from 2015 to 2019, there was 2,666 pepe, tamariki and rangatahi that died. So it's really sad numbers.
Of course, gut-wrenching.
A lot of people affected by that.
Now, can you take us back, give us an overview of how Whetū Rangatira first came about in 2019? What led to its creation, Joanne?
Oh, look, certainly. And actually, it goes back to December 2018. A baby loss advocate called Vicky Cullings, who's actually one of the main members of the SANS, the Sudden Infant and Neonatal Deaf Society, had a coffee catch-up with my manager, Becky Kassam. So, and during that conversation, it was identified that there was a lack of support for parents that had lost babies. So Vicky herself had been a big advocate of this for years. So my boss, Becky came away from that and looking at the role that we have with integrated services and Smart Start, how could we as government help fill that gap? So from there she came back and our team set to, and there were hui that were held with various bereaved parents at Māori Pacifica, the support groups, health. So they helped us build the site. So we built it for them.
And then continuing on from that, was it a natural progression with regards to, you know, the updates for the, yes, the website?
Yes, most definitely. So within the site itself, there is a Survey Monkey tool that people can give us feedback. So we take on board any feedback we get from people that are using the site. And also, after the site went live in October 2019, so a year later, in October last year, we sent a survey out to bereaved families and parents around New Zealand to get their feedback on the site. You know, what was there any improvements that could be made? So from that, we got a lot of really, really good things that we thought could be added to the site, one of them being that the site was predominantly for babies, newborn death, and there was parents out there who needed that support with older babies, infants, older babies, and older children as well, which has led to the improvements that we've just done.
Now, in terms of some of the tools or resources that are available on the website, can you share some of them with us, Joanne?
Oh, certainly. So just recently we've added to the site of the functionality of, it's called Services Near Me. So a parent or family member can go in, put their address, and within their area there will be support services and information where they can actually go within their area to find counselling or whatever else support they need. People can get advice on what financial support there is out there for them. You know, if MSD can help with a funeral grant. If it's an accidental death, there's ACC. So it sort of points people in the directions. What to do next? You know, that's what we heard all the time is, what do I do now? So it's looking at how do you plan a funeral and where do you do all these things? Yeah.
In terms of people, you mentioned, you know, hui with Tangata Whenua or iwi across the country as well as Pasifika. Other people or organisations that were part of the consultation process and putting the website together, Joanne?
Oh, most definitely. You know, right down to midwives, hospitals, the Coronial Office, Ministry of Health, support agencies as well, as well of marais, people from the local marais. So a lot of people were consulted.
It definitely sounded like, you know, a real holistic approach to such a sensitive topic.
Oh, yes. And the biggest thing that came out of the development of the site is that it's very much that the site's been developed on the basis of whānau pane. So whereas the grieving parents sit on the middle and the whānau wrap around them to support them. And the idea of the site is that family and family members can go to the site, get information and find support for these parents and drip feed it to them or give it to them when they... So that is definitely is the basis of our site is whānau pane.
Now, in terms of future plans or future updates to the website, what are we looking at, Joanne?
Oh, we've got a list a mile long. There's so many things we want to do. So we went out the beginning of this year. So we were a little bit quite restricted with COVID, but we managed to with the wonderful thing of Zoom. We were able to have interviews. So we interviewed parents from around the country who had lost a child or a baby. We also reached out and talked to the Child Cancer Foundation, Ronald McDonald House, Starship Hospital, victim support, paediatric nurses. So that's what research we did this year. And from all those conversations, we prioritised what we heard. So we're working on things in chunks. One of the big things that we heard was it's that after the funeral, it's that what now? What do I do now? So we've called that, we've added this information card to our site and we've called the looking ahead. And it's that period when all the support that's been around them starts to slip away because people go back to normal life and the parents are still grieving. And it's that, what do they do next? So in that card there itself, we've added the returning to work. That's a real big daunting thing. So we've added a card on there, parenting after a loss. You know, you've still got a lot of people have got other children that they still have to parent, and their parenting may have to change a bit because their children are grieving as well. So we heard that, and also a new pregnancy.
Now, what's been the feedback from families since the launch of the website? No doubt there have been, you know, many that have been comforted during such a very difficult time in their lives, you know, knowing that there is the support there.
Yes. Oh, yes. We've had great feedback and some really good suggestions of other things we can add in, which we're really open to any feedback we get. We put on our backlog to work on. So one of the big things that we've kicked off working on this week is the ability for a parent who's had a stillborn baby to register the birth of that baby, which you know, sadly they still have to do by law, but to be able to do it on the Whetūrangatia site. So at the moment, our other site that we've got, which is Smart Start, which is for information on live births, people register their babies through Smart Start, so 99% of births are actually now registered through Smart Start. So it can't be a very nice experience for, you know, a parent who's lost a baby in stillbirth. They have to go to a site with information on live births to actually register their baby. So we've recognised that. So we've started the work this week on looking at replicating that birth registration into whetarangatia, but just with the just with the bits that parents have to fill out, just the basic stuff. So we're hoping to get that live by April next year. So it's be a much nicer experience. And then while they're in there, they can look for the other support that will be in the site. We're also hoping to get in there a financial entitlement checker, so that people can actually see what they're entitled to as well.
Very good. Of course, where can people go to access the website, please, Joanne?
Oh, certainly. So our website is, so it's whetarangatia.services.govt.nz.
Senior Advisor with Smart Start and Integrated Services at Te Tari Tai Whenua, Department of Internal Affairs, Joanne Maxwell. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Tōwhā. Tōwhā, sifua.